politics.
Okay, Peter, you've just launched the Belfast Festival of Ideas and Politics in City Hall here with the Lord Mayor. Tell us, why on earth did you want to have a festival about ideas and politics?
Well, a very good question, wasn't it? But I suppose, like a lot of people, many of us have been frustrated by the lack of political progress here and the lack of innovation in our political culture. So a group of us really came together to see if we could harness the vitality of the arts, bring together 20-plus partners, you know, including our universities, community groups, youth, student organizations, and really put together a program that we think will appeal really to anyone who has a passing interest in politics and culture in this part of the world.
And in many ways, it's not about getting the same old usual people involved. Somebody made a crack at the kind of a launch about the kind of the middle class from Hollywood, but this is about actually just everybody having a chance to think and be challenged and contribute to their ideas.
Absolutely. We have 37 events covering everything from theatre, film, humour, some excellent experts from Queen's University of Ulster. So it's a real range of events, and you know, we think people will buy in and have a chance to discuss the big issues of our times and to participate in these very relaxed conversations.
And between the 9th and the 15th of March, what are some of the things you're really looking forward to?
Well, it's not like
Well,
I think it's the range of stuff, you know, and I would certainly pick out, we have three what we call civic conversations in a cafe, where really people can just come along, talk to neighbours, friends, people who, you know, are in that room and decide on the issues that they want to talk about. So it's not like a predetermined agenda. It's people will bring to that table what they want to talk about. And at the end of that conversation, we will record, if you like, what people think are the big priorities. We'll publish that on our website, imaginebelfast.com. And hopefully that will, in turn, generate more discussion and more ideas.
But between films, drama, conversations, lectures, there's something there for everybody?
Well, that's what we hope. It's a first-year festival. We don't have an awful lot of money, and that's why we're so grateful to the range of agencies and individuals who have contributed. But it is an open-access festival, really. We hope it will become an annual feature, and we really want to hear people's ideas on what future events should be organised and how they can contribute, if they so wish, to the future development of this particular festival.
Okay, and people can find out about the Belfast Festival of Ideas and Politics at imaginebelfast.com or imaginebelfast on Twitter.
That's right, all the usual sort of platforms.
All the very best.
Well, thank you.